Welcome to MTB Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today is Tuesday, June 14th, 2016. You're listening to our coverage of the Tour Divide 2016, and we are in day number 5. We just want to give you a true up of your calls for today. If you didn't pick them up on mtbcast.com or via the app, we put them all together for you at the end of the day. Basically, what this is the racer calls as they are making their way down the Great Divide mountain bike route. Unsupported and with all their gear packed on their bike, they are making their way 2,700 miles from Banff, Alberta, Canada to Antelope, New Mexico. Along the way, some of them will call in and give us some updates, and that's what this is for, to give you those updates. We can also give you a little bit of news. We can tell you that Rob Brown is actually out. Rob had an issue where a dog had bit him, and apparently some infection set in, and he was running a fever, so he has pulled the plug. We want to say to him, always take care of yourself, and we wish him the best. Dave Horton is also out due to an illness, and we wish him well. And finally, our current record holder, Josh Cotto, has pulled the plug. You may remember that he had an issue with a truck that basically came at him, it appeared, ran him off the road. He had to more or less leap from his bike, as I understand it, and landed awkwardly, twisted his knee, and that's been bothering him ever since. And he said, hey, I'm not able to push race pace. There's no reason for me to continue. So he has backed out. And of course, that leaves Mike Hall out there all alone with Chris Plesko trailing along behind. If you look at track leaders right now, following the blue dots, we see Mike Hall. He's on that stretch right as you leave Lima and make your way due east, headed for the Idaho border. Back behind him, just now coming toward Lima, is Chris Plesko, which is just awesome. He's on a single speed, and my understanding right now, he is ahead of his own single speed record, and that's good news for him, and he's just tearing it up out there. Looking to your calls for today, overnight, and throughout the day, we heard from Gene Frankhauser. He called in from Eureka, along with Dieter Bersetsky. Randy Neal called in from the border, and then again later from Eureka. Mike Enfield called in from Eureka again, saying that he is taking a day to recoup from what he thinks is just a bad cold. He's not feeling well at all, and he wants to see how the day goes and get back at it as soon as possible. Hal Russell called in from Echo Lake. Then we hear from Josh Cotto to tell us that he is out. Mike Hall called in from Lima, and he had just found out that Josh had pulled the plug. Then we hear from Candace Deddens, and then we hear from Michael Devitt from Ovando.
Hi, this is Gene Frankhauser calling in post-Canada and post-dinner. Had a pretty rugged day the first day, lost my partner. We did reconnect at Sparwood, but decided to go our separate ways. And then we met some other people, and so now I'm riding with Dieter from Germany, so we've been trying to converse back and forth and having a good time at that. I've been battling a right Achilles, got that worked through, and then my left knee started bothering me, and now my left Achilles, left knee is now good, but a friend of mine back home said, try lowering the saddle. So I dropped the saddle a 1/8 of an inch, and it seems to have made a difference. So we're enjoying northern Montana, setting up in a campground, and hoping for a good early start to make it over Whitefish Divide, Red Meadow Lake, and into and or beyond Whitefish tomorrow. So both of us claim we're early morning people, but we have yet to prove that. So hoping for a good early start tomorrow and chug over the hill. All right. Thanks for the fun out here, and we're making do. Thanks. Bye.
Hello. Yes, Dieter speaking. I'm Tour Divide rider. I'm from Germany, so I'm one of the rare Germans to be seen here around. I haven't met one. Once again, Dieter Bersetsky. Dieter like sounds like Peter, but it's spelled D-I-E-T-E-R. I'm from Germany, the town of Bielefeld. We have just started at the Grand Départ on Friday, June the 10th. 2016, which actually was my 60th birthday. So now it's on our fourth day. I'm together with a buddy called Gene, and now just at the moment with David. We have crossed the border this afternoon. Now we are in beautiful Montana on our way up to here. Now we could see plenty of white-tailed deer. Yes, from our descent from the Gelton Pass, just 10 minutes after, with a speed of about 28 miles from a distance of about, let's say, 150, 200 meters, we could see a grizzly. So somehow I'm lucky. Afterwards, I kept my bear whistle busy all the time. But anyway, we have seen one passing from the left side to the right side to the forest. Apart from that, we have traveled through beautiful Flathead Valley, the wild one, got our shoes wet, several river crossings, so on so far. Even we have been able to see a moose cow. It's quite rare to be seen. Even Gene hasn't seen one before. Yeah, we're in good shape and mode. Looking forward for the next coming days. Montana is said to be a tough ride. The other unique thing about me is I'm riding outdated 26-inch bike with thin bistling, 2.1-inch tube tires, and having V-brakes. So far, so good. The combination. Yeah, the first day on Friday, after 10 o'clock, unfortunately, we had to go through rain, coldness, and muddiness. But never mind, afterwards, the weather, the next 2 days so far, or next 3 days, are fine. Entering the border, I had to pay $6. I don't know why. Why is a visa waiver or whatever? Because on the other hand, I already paid $16 to get in, to get registered via ISTA. Anyway, now I'm here. I feel glad about that. Wishing all the best to other riders, and I'm happy to share the comradeship and solidarity among each other. Looking forward to see what's going on next. And hello to all my friends, my family, of course, my supporters, and those I'm riding normally with on a bike. Have a nice time. Dieter. By the way, my trail name is Silver Rider. Bye.
Hey, MTCast. This is Randy Neal calling in from East Border, Roosville. Tired as can be. I've been riding solo for a couple of days. Went through Wigwam River. Man, that was a long ride in the wall. Wow, that was tough. Did that without anybody around me. Tough, all the same. And then Galton Pass, that 5-mile hike was tough on this old boy. But going down was a scream. I bombed down that, and before that, I bombed down the Cabin Pass. I left sometime early this morning from down the Pollock Basin, Pollock Reservoir, something like that. Super tired. You can probably hear I'm kind of discombobulated. Glad to be on the U.S. side and continuing on. Hope everyone else out there is making their way, and hopefully I'll get to see someone eventually. Hang in there, guys. Talk to you later.
Hey, this is Mike Enfield calling in again. I'm still in Eureka. I think I came down with a cold last night. Got the chills and shaky and everything. So I think I'm going to be spending the day here and see if I can recover some, get some medicine in me, and then start out again tomorrow. That's the plan, and I hope I get over this quickly. Hope everybody's having a good ride.
Hey, good morning, MTB Cast. Joe and friends. Nice to be able to call in. Just a little civilized service here in Eureka this morning. I had a good night's sleep in the open area behind the duty-free shop. I rolled in still solo and saw all the beer signs. So I went in there, and the lady there had been there for 9 years, said, "Do you want something to drink?" And I said, "Uh-huh." So I had a couple of beers and some fish sticks and onion rings, and I visited with her for a long time. She's a real friendly lady named Kim, and I told her my wife was named Kim. So so we talked, and she said, you know what you guys need out there? You guys need on your bicycle, you need to pack yourself a stove. She said she'd lived out there quite a while, and so I enjoyed talking with her, and I ended up going back in there about 30 minutes later and ordering some chicken fingers because I was so hungry and had a couple more. I had my lemonade, so there's a lot of packing calories on at the end of the ride. So appreciate everybody being there. Shout out to my wife, Kim, and her friend, Karen. And miss you guys. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, MTV, this is Al Russell. In a big beat-down rainstorm right now, sort of. It's a really rainy here where I'm at. I'm heading about 70 miles from Holland Lake. Hope to try to make it there if I can today. Been having a lot of trouble with my bike. I was able to get to Whitefish yesterday evening, get it worked on. That's doing pretty good now. Really met some nice people there. So I want to thank Randy and worked on my bike, and he's awesome. Got me back to going, and it's running pretty good. I have a few other problems with it, but I'm going to get that worked out eventually. And kind of reminds me of the weather in 2014. It's just pretty real out there. This is a tour to bike for sure. It gets rough. But it's awesome. It sure checks you to see how tough you are. I just want to thank everybody that's listening, watching, everything, and thank my good buddy Mac at my bike shop, Turn Lake Bikes, and so much for helping me out with everything. And I'm doing all right. So just again, it's a pretty neat deal out here. Pretty today. It's kind of, I have to admit, it's a little tough, but I'm doing okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, MTB guest. This is Josh Cotto calling in from Butte, Montana. I am officially out of the race. After that run-in with the truck the other day outside of Eureka, where I went off the road and had to kind of catch myself at an awkward angle to keep from going down into a river, my knee got twisted up pretty well, and I just can't push on at a race pace anymore here. Got kind of a laundry list of soft tissue injuries in there. Just not going to be in the cards for me this year to finish this thing out and have fun out there. It was a great race up to the point where I had to drop out, and Mike's out there blazing. Hope he's having good weather and still blazing a good path down the divide. I think he'll get done in a few days here if he keeps going this fast. Eat a lot of pie when you get there, Mike, and have a blast. Sure hope everyone else is having fun, too. It's been kind of saddening to hear of a few of the other guys having to drop out of the race this year also. Anyhow, hope everyone stays safe, has fun, and eat lots of pie. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Michael calling from Lima. Had a very pleasant night in Montana High Country Lodge last night. Got there about 10 past 10. So thanks to Russ and his wife for great services there, as always. Lost a little bit of time up Medicine Lodge into the winds today. It's been really windy, still really windy. It's blowing from the south-southeast. I don't rate my chances of getting to Sawtell tonight at any decent time. According to the splits, I think I was in here about the same time as Craig Stapler in 2013, so I'll probably just fight the wind again as far as I can get tonight, and maybe try and get some of the rail trail in overnight. The lady in the store here was watching the track, and she just told me that Josh scratched. I don't know why, but that's bad news. That's sad to hear. I hope he's okay. I hope everybody else is okay. I'm slowly losing my voice. As we go into Colorado, I think I'll probably lose my voice. So if the callings go quiet, this is why. Hope everybody else out there is having good fun. And I'll call in again soon. Cheers.
Hey, this is Candace Deddens. I've made it down to Eureka. So woo-woo, because last year I struggled and gave up in Eureka, but I'm going on from here and having a great tour, ride, race, whatever. Seen a lot of other riders out there. Everyone's doing well. Had a little snow on the pass today, but otherwise pretty decent weather this time versus 2014. All right. Hope everyone else is doing well and happy and healthy. Bye.
Hey, everyone. This is Michael Devitt. I am sitting in a hotel room in Ovando. When I came in here today, kind of like it was when I got into Sealy Lake, super cold, wet, windy. I was cold. I was wet. I was tired and hungry. So I got a room. I'm no longer hungry. I'm going to go eat some more dinner, however. I'm no longer cold, and I'm still pretty tired. So I'm going to get a really good night's rest tonight.
So that's your call-ins for today. Hopefully you're following on trackleaders.com as well as bikepacking.net, all the discussion out there. MTBcast.com, go get the app from your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store, and you can get the call-ins as I post them. And, of course, Facebook and Twitter, look for @MTBcast. Hope you're having a great week. My afternoon ride was kind of rained out, and we pulled the plug because we had storms everywhere, but hopefully it's dry where you are, and you're getting out and getting those tires dirty. That's a wrap.
This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.